We make it clap. We make it clap. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Flip more.
Busta Rhyme.
Busta Rhyme.
Thunderball.
Sean Paul.
One more time. Kill him with the rhyme. Remix time.
Remix.
Yo, Flip Star. Flip more squad. Kill him with the rhyme.
Jump up, clap on the one and sit down. Get up and in and wiggle. Make everybody flip out and never carry on. Till you tired and want chill out. All of the girls spread out, make your body keep clapping on.
Flip on the road with all the asses. It's a girl, let me know the dance. And don't think up with the yummy. The girl, them jump up and prance. Bust the rhyme and turn the body. Lyrical magician. There for me, them sweat to jump up. Wave up, them ass. Move the road with all the asses. It's a girl, let me know the dance. And don't think up with the yummy. The girl, them jump up and prance. Bust the rhyme and turn the body. Lyrical magician. For me, them sweat to jump up, wave up the man. So push it up there.
Back with the remix for Spliff and Sean and Paul in the corner. Can't believe when we do it, we smack it down how we wanna. Keeping it coming, keeping it going, cause we ain't playing. I'm talking to all my people, cause what I'm saying is, in case you ain't knowing, in case you ain't heard, and if you want us to send it, just give me the word. This one goes down to my soldiers that be flipping them birds. To all my shorties wiggers and they're shaking their curves.
We make it clap. We make it clap. We make it clap.
Oh, snapper, look at shorty shaking it and making it clap. Booty big, poking out like 20s on the. When I give it to her, shorty know how to do it back. We be banging to the beat, sometimes we overlap. Sing, y'all peel out your blows and your tight jeans. Let me lay it down, dip it with some ice. Scream, y'all holla, holla my name when I. Thunderstorm, rain, sleet, and lightning. Homie tight, feel the trinity man grinding. And grinding, and grinding. Gal dip and bounce, start whining. You see Spliff, Sean Paul, and Busta Rhymesing.
We got dope.
You can tell by what we driving.
Look at the juice.
How we shipping and blinding. And blinding, and blinding. It's like that, make it clap now.
In case you ain't knowing, in case you ain't heard. And if you want us to sell it, just give me the word. This one goes down to my soldiers that be flipping them birds. To all my shorties wiggling and they're shaking their curves.
We make it clap. We make it clap. We make it clap. We make it clap. Flip more the road with all the asses. It's a girl, let me know the dance. And don't think up with the yummy. They got them jump up and prance. Bust the rhyme and turn the body. Lyrical magician. There for me, them sweat to jump up, wave up them ass. Move the road with all the asses. It's a girl, let me know the dance. And don't think up with the yummy. They got them jump up and prance. Bust the rhyme and turn the body. Lyrical magician. There for me, them sweat to jump up, wave up them ass. We make it clap.
Who my God, maybe a abominable snowman. Put it down, make him say you're such a phenomenal showman. Unbelievable how you be stacking the dough, man. Like we rolling 1,000 head cracks in a row, man. The way we stop the show and how we constantly flow, man. Regular paper coming, watch me properly blow, man. Come on, keeping it coming, keeping it going. Cause we ain't playing, I'm talking to all of my people. Because what I'm saying is,
in case you ain't knowing, in case you ain't heard. And if you want us to sell it, just give me the word.
This one goes down to my soldiers that be flipping them birds. To all my soldiers. These wiggers and they're shaking their curves.
We make it clap. 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 We make it clap.
Oh boy. Y'all are in for tonight. Y'all on with your boy, Big Bap. So let's get ready, get ready, get ready. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Big Bap and Friends. It is Soulful Sunday. We are turning up because we got the creative gods in the building tonight. So if y'all don't understand what that means, y'all didn't see the flyer, so y'all ain't going to understand the energy for the promotion. So it's all good. But let me tell y'all, I am excited because y'all don't understand. Today is Sunday. In 2 days, we are getting ready to have 420. In 2 days, it is the official beginning of Taurus season. Y'all already know we in the building. That means it's about to get real crunk around this motherfucker real quick. But let me go ahead and calm down real quick. Let me bring in the rest of my people because I don't want them to think that I'm just showing out by myself today. So y'all know I got my girl, Miss Pinkalicious, Miss Red on the Sunshine, Miss Luciana, Lucy if you nasty, a.k.a. Big Booty Judy on Sunday. What it do, girl? What's good in the building?
Good. I'm in here. What's up? What's up? I see you turning up for the little tour season or whatever. I see you.
Ho, ho, ho. Don't come in here with that Leo bullshit as energy time out. See, let me tell y'all women, that's Women, that is the most disrespectful thing that y'all do. Y'all like to come tell us, oh, little ass shit. Don't want to hear your little ass shit. Y'all been saying that since y'all was our parents. Don't come in here with that bullshit today.
Oh, he this car is feeling himself. Okay, I see you. It's okay.
Nah, I ain't felt myself yet. I still got on clothes, so I ain't felt on myself yet.
Oh, my Jesus. Bless it. Somebody get him.
Who did
it? Lock the Taurus back up. Lock it up.
So what's been going on with you, Red? What's up with you? Talk to a plate.
Ain't nothing much, you know, just getting my head together. You know, went had a day at the beach yesterday, ended up went back to the beach today. I actually saved a little boy's life. He was about to get taken off into the sunset tonight. But I was too quick. I had to grab the baby. I couldn't let the baby go down like that. I would hope somebody would do the same for mine.
What was going on with the baby? What happened with the baby? Who died?
No, he ain't die. I saved him. I kept him from dying. But he was playing in the water. He was further back than his little short stuff should have been. And that wave came and covered him. And they kept taking him further out. And I had to ain't nobody see it. I had to grab
the
little baby.
Children wait in the wall.
You ain't
here. Listen, when I tell you I'm feeling real extra petty tonight, so just excuse me if I act a little fool tonight because it's been good. It's been a good week. I'm glad you saved a little baby. Listen, people, it's funny because I was having a conversation with the production manager. Understand dangers that come before you and your children. It don't matter whether it's food, whether it's guns, whether it's knives, whether it's leaving the front door open. If you got little people, be mindful. And then if you got people like the dude we're getting ready to bring on, Dwayne, you still got to protect them because, you know, even though they be whole adults, they still need a little bit of love because they special. What a new D in the building. What's going on, Pendant, all the way up there, PA?
What's up, D?
I swear this day is Pug P with a capital P N Y. This is how we have this lady introduce me there. I just
turned out
a question. I ain't saying nothing. I ain't saying two words. That you just be an extra petty tonight. It's cool. I can match your petty.
What's been going on with you, Dee? What's new in the world?
I've been chilling, man. You know what I mean? I've been staying out of the way. But now the traffic, man. You know what I mean? Staying out of the way, leaving people to fuck alone. So, you know, when you tell people to leave you alone, you got to naturally do it yourself. Leave them alone. So I've been doing that too. So my stress level been real low.
And listen, I've been trying to keep my stress level low because right now I've been feeling like I'm gonna have to throw something at people forehead.
Oh Lord!
Hey,
here's the thing, right? Maybe it's just me. Let me ask y'all this question. Let me ask y'all this question. If you are there listening in the DJ's Roundtable Family Productions. You know, all the different ways y'all can hit us. Y'all can answer this question, too. If you're in the chat room, you can come in the chat room. You can talk to the boy as well. But here's the question that I got for y'all, right? Why is it, right, when you don't want to be bothered with nobody, I mean, you go get you a nice cold stiff drink, you go find you a nice tree, you bring your radio with you, you sit down, you get all the way the fuck away from everybody. And then as soon as you get in your zone, feeling yourself, enjoying your vibe, why the fuck does a raggedy motherfucker want to come talk to you?
That's what they do.
They just annoying.
But that's just what they do.
I am so over y'all motherfuckers. Leave us alone. In this season, if a person don't call your name, if they don't hit you in the face with a dodgeball, just leave people the fuck alone. We don't like y'all all the time. To be honest with you, we don't really like y'all any
time,
but we try to deal with you.
None of the time. Let's put it like that. We don't like you none of the time.
D, I was trying to be nice. I was trying to give them something to play with.
Hey, listen, man. We gonna do raw and cut and no filter, man. We gonna give you straight dope right now. I don't like you none of the time. I don't like you none of the time. So if I tell you to leave it the fuck alone, that's what you're supposed to do. You know what I mean? Because I'm gonna start fucking with your back, and then you gonna be mad.
While we talk about leaving people alone, let me also bring this up, because I was talking to the production manager and that red girl over there. If you a supervisor at your job, if you in charge, if they make you play like you in charge, do me a motherfucking favor. If you don't know how to tell a truth and a lie and not have your lie exposed, don't come talk to me at work, because I'm going to tell you right now. In 2021, I think that they should come up with a new law passed in all 50 states. You should be able to slap fire from your supervisor if they lie and you catch them in the lie in the same conversation.
Sound cool to me.
I mean, I ain't talking about like a little B. I ain't talking about a little slap either. I'm talking about one of them Charlie Murphy.
One of them ones where you pop back the hell.
Hell yeah. Hey, listen, man. Some people need the shit, though. I'm just saying. Not everybody, but some people really need to get put in a goddamn place. They don't be noticing that. So, I'm all for it.
I mean, I'm all for it, too. People need slap these days. Because they be doing the most and lie for no reason.
Okay, well, I'm just glad I'm not the only violent person over here, because, you know, people be acting like sometimes I be violent all the time, and I'm not really a violent person. I'm really a humble, love-on-people type person, but, like, I swear, the last year and some change, I just sat back and I took the whole world in, and I don't like y'all. Y'all make my asshole itch. Y'all make my balls itch. Your mama smell like musty burritos. Like, I'm just over people.
Oh, wow.
And it's not, Helen, I want people to understand. We lost B. He'll be back in. You know, he got that, what's that phone where you can program three numbers in it? The jitterbug?
Oh, shit. Well.
You know that nigga will pull me up when he come back, right?
He got a me phone. That way he got a me phone.
Look, he got that jitterbug. He gonna beat the shit out of me. But no, real talk, though. It's like, you know, because I know we got the mass shootings going on. We got the crime going on. We got people getting stimmy checks and partying. Like, we got a whole bunch of stuff going on. But I'm confused. Why y'all got to be so fucking stupid, though? And I'm really calling a spade, because everybody said, oh, Donald, you wasn't acting like yourself last year, and this and that. I really took time out in the last year to actually try to give a fuck about people. Like, I really did. Like, when I say
try, to be
like, no, Helen, I really put forth effort. You know what I realized?
What you realized?
Fuck them other niggas, cut them down for my niggas.
Fuck them other niggas, because I'm dying for my niggas. I'll ride for my niggas.
I'll ride for my niggas.
Listen.
Because everybody, Helen, because you're a witness. I done told everybody, oh, we doing it. We getting to the shit. We do this and we do that. And the same people that keep trying to be in your face is the same people that don't want to work with you and got an excuse every time you do something.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So here's what I told somebody. Somebody called me today, right? They called me today,
uh-huh.
Right? And they were sitting on my phone and they was talking. And I let them talk for all of 22 seconds, right? And so when they got to the 22-second mark, I just hung up the phone, right? So they
Dang,
called me back and they was
phone.
Like, hey, they called me back and they was like, I think you messed up. I think the call dropped. I told him, nope, this would happen right here.
myself. That's why I couldn't catch my breath. Ooh, there goes my shirt up over my head. Oh my, oh my. Ooh, there goes my skirt dropping to my feet. Oh my, oh my. Ooh, some kind of touch caressing my face. Oh my, oh my. Ooh, I'm turning red. Who could this be? I looked over to the left.
I was looking so good, I couldn't reject myself.
Friends is brought to you by August Sisters Homespun Emporium, LLC, providing certified organic source ingredients for addressing general holistic health, beauty, and wellness problems with Mother Nature's solutions. Consultant, perks, wholesale, and professional size products are available. Visit ashemporiumet.com.
Tonight I present to you Black History is World History. I give you Mr. Alvin Ailey, an African-American dancer, director, and choreographer, an activist who founded the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. He credited the AAADT and its affiliate Ailey School as having the nurturing of havens for nurturing Black artists and expressing the universality of the African-American experience through dance. His work fused theater, modern dance, ballet, and jazz with Black vernacular, creating a hope-fueled and jazz to help fuel choreography that continues to spread a global awareness of Black life in America. Ailey choreographic masterpiece Revolutionize is recognized as one of the most popular and most performed ballets in the world. In his work, he has blended primitive, modern, and jazz elements of dance and concern for rural Black African American communities. Give it up for Mr. Ailey. If you don't know who that is, I really recommend that you go look him up. What he's done and his influence to dance is just amazing. Matter of fact, I can tell you two of my personal favorites, Les Twins. If y'all, anybody who watch any type of dance world, dance battles and stuff, one of the things that one of the twins said when I was reading the interview about them is he said he really enjoyed studying some of the techniques that Ailey used over the years, and he incorporated that to some of the things that they do even now with their modern teaching. So, Dwayne, Helen, do y'all know who Alvin Ailey is?
Heard of him.
I've heard the name.
Yeah, man, that's a bad dude. Y'all look him up, bad dude. Who's your favorite dancers of all time? Like, it don't have to be, like, just professional dance. Who's your favorite dancer of all time?
I can't really say. You know what I mean? Debbie Allen was a hell of a dancer. What's the other chick? Rosie Perez was a hell of a dancer. You know what I mean? So, a lot of shit. A lot of people was out there that were some legendary choreographers out there, man. They did a lot with our people. You know what I'm saying? So,
man, I mean, for me, I mean, I like a lot of people. I like like I said, I definitely have studied Ailey. The production manager just let me know that Aunt Viv from I don't even gotta say where she's from. If we don't know who the fuck Aunt Viv is, you can't even be black.
For real.
Like, I was about to say who she was. The original. Like if you don't know who Aunt Viv is, that's just basically like saying like you didn't watch black TV. If they don't know
who Aunt Viv is, they don't deserve a black card. I'm sorry.
Listen, you don't even
get a black card. Wait, hold on. You can't say that because a lot of these people grew up after she got kicked off the show. So the only one that they know is the light-skinned one.
What I say, folks? Because, listen, when I'm in that damn studio and gave them the business, listen, I felt the floor. Look, I passed out wondering when she landed on the floor when she walked out.
That was hell.
Bitch, at 40, listen, I'm getting ready to turn 40 in 10 days. Bitch, I'm tired now just thinking about what she did. Shit. Got me fucked up. But a lot of people don't realize there are so many people who have gotten their start through dance. Like, you know, one of my favorite people of all time, one of the greatest writers of music of all time, what he did still influences music to this day. There are still people sampling his work. All of his music still hasn't been put out there. But Tupac made his start dancing.
Yeah, he was a backup dancer for Digital Underground.
He was a backup dancer, matter of fact. And Digital Underground also, that's the same group that the Dirty Boys came in, because they was also doing background work and writing songs with them as well. So, like, I just need people to understand, like, in the black community, we got to get back to really uplifting our cultural roots. Like, it's great that what we see on TV, and I love everything that go on TV, but we got to get back into our cultural arts in our local community, getting back into dance, getting back into music, getting back into beats, drums, percussion, strings, instruments, painting. Like, and I know I'm saying that even though this is Arts Month for our show and it's National Poetry Month, but I'm just a believer, man. There are so many people out there with so many hidden talents in art. You know, I didn't know Helen was as good as a drawer as she was until last couple of weeks when she started working on some things for her own personal project with her business. Matter of fact, Helen, tell the people what you're working on with your little art project, because I'm going to do like you did me, your little art project.
My little art project? Well, look, y'all, I'm no artist. I can't draw the same. I can do makeup, but I cannot draw. But I saw a vision for my business, and what better person to put it to life than me? You know what I'm saying? So I took the time, I sat down, and I sketched her out and put my vision on paper. And once I got it all the way down, I will be looking for a graphic artist to bring her to life. And once she's brought to life, she will be trademarked and copyrighted. That way, if any of these bitches try to steal my work, I'm going to beat their ass. I will be turning myself into her and making a costume for her, and I will be her. She is me. So, yeah. She's most definitely dope. When I put her out, y'all, she gonna be banging. I'm going to put the rough draft out, too, so y'all can see the work I went through to get there.
Listen, y'all, we got a special.
We don't need two people in you.
I ain't blown by what you just said. Helen.
Oh,
we got a special,
baby, it's
we got
about
a
seven
here.
Of us in here, Dwayne.
Huh?
Oh.
I say it's about seven of us in here. You talking about you don't need two of us. It's about seven of us in here.
We don't need no more replicas. Let's put it like that.
Dwayne,
no.
Dwayne, that's just the one she talked to.
Yeah, I don't talk. One of them I keep in time out all the time because she don't know how to act, and I can't let her get out.
Mm-hmm. But listen, guys, we got a special appearance. So before we go to this next commercial break, let me bring in somebody that y'all gonna get to know a lot more being around me, being on the show, being at some of the upcoming events we got coming up. My boy DJ AJ in the building. What a dude, player.
What's going on? What's going on, people? How y'all doing tonight?
Listen, we live tonight. I need the energy. DJ AJ in the building. What a dude, player.
What up, man? What's going on? I see you saying it's Taurus season. I respect y'all. Y'all can have it. Y'all can have it. It's y'all month. Y'all go home and keep it. Go forth with it. I'm a Scorpio, so I'm waiting my time. I'll sit in the back and let y'all do y'all thing.
No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. Wait. You just messed up saying Scorpio.
Scorpio.
What's going on with Scorpio? What you got against Scorpio, man? Ain't nothing wrong with Scorpio.
Until you said Scorpio, baby. We don't have to talk about this. We don't have to talk about you.
There's different types of Scorpios, man. You just got to find the right one. I'm a cool chill Scorpio.
Y'all ain't shit.
Listen. Listen, if you got your Scorpio, the only thing I'm going to say, whether it's a male or a female, you're getting fucked regularly now. They believe in fucking.
I can't say that about the Scorpio I was with. He probably was an early Scorpio.
I can't speak for what he was doing with your little Twitch watch, but all the Scorpios I know, they nasty. I'm just saying, listen, I don't know no Scorpio that don't got at least two or three kids before they 25.
Hold on now. I got to get that.
I had
my kid until I was 25.
Oh, dang it.
I can say that would be with saying this. Now, I had my kid at 25, but like you say, it was a lot of stuff going on before my kid.
Oh,
I told you that.
See, I'm a plus 9 years. I'm an angel.
Dwayne,
I'm a virgin.
Dwayne, he just invested in condoms.
Yeah, I'm Virgin Mary.
Who's Virgin Mary?
Me.
But she said she's Virgin Mary on a Sunday.
Dwayne, ain't this the same
on
person
Sunday,
that said she like to get pooped in the booty hole?
Hold on, why you got that?
In the other means, I heard something about your booty hole.
No, you ain't heard. Come on, man. Damn, I can't have nobody on my side.
DJ AJ, this is what you heard. DJ AJ, this is what you heard.
You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and hang up. I ain't got to take you.
No, don't hang up, man. Hang out.
I don't want to play no more.
All right, Helen, okay, I got you. We're going to go to commercial break. This song is for you. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Bomb ass bomb. Oh, you got the bomb. Oh, you got it, bomb. Oh, you got some bomb ass bomb. I know you got the bomb.
What you doing?
Just chilling at the Holiday Inn. Me and my peeps, won't you bring four of your friends? Spend on each other and sip on some hen. One thing leading to another, let the party begin.
What you doing?
Chilling at the Holiday Inn.
Me and my peeps, won't you bring four of your friends?
Spend on
each other and sip on some hen. One thing leading to another, let the party begin.
Peeps, call me up.
Wait. But you bring up Animal Cracker Day? You know what I'm saying? You bring up Animal Cracker Day.
You know he needs to bring up the bullshit.
I'm telling you.
I ain't saying you make it up.
But you, I swear, you picked the first, you look at it like, you know what? This one right here and this one right here, this is really going to fuck with these motherfuckers today. So this is what I'm going to do. We're going to do National Animal Cracker Day.
Listen. I get the list. I don't even get the list most days. The production manager gets the list. He sends me the list, and I talk about it on the show. That's all I do.
Mm-hmm. Don't blame it on her. Don't blame it on
job.
Her.
I do my job. Okay.
Don't blame it on her.
We got two more because we got to get the birthdays. We've been running behind on birthdays the last two shows. Okay. Today is International Monuments and Sites Day. So if you've been to any monuments, whatever your favorite monument around the world is, today is the day that you can post it and talk about it. Okay. We have one left.
I just drove around Redding Terminal. How about that?
Listen, actually, you know what my favorite monument is?
What's that?
My favorite monument is in Amsterdam, actually. Well, actually, technically, it's Holland is what where it's actually at. But when you go to the Set Museum, they got a statue called the Golden Dome. I don't remember how long that bitch is, but it's massive. I know plenty of people who got pictures with it.
I hope it's all female.
Well, hey, listen, that's not my problem. Like, hey, listen, that's not my problem. I don't get involved with other niggas, dude. Hey, I don't control their penis. Just keep it away from me. That's all I ask.
No, it's fact.
Okay, the last one. Okay, guys, for everybody, I need everybody who is listening to the show to do me a favor, because the last one is specifically to this show. Okay? Do me a favor. Tag DJ's Roundtable or tag the link of this show for tonight, because today is International Amateur Radio Day.
Hey.
All right. There you go.
So we turning up. Hey, we doing a big cheers. If you got a drink, put your drink in the air.
What you got to add? Okay, so today is also National Send News Day. It's National Send News Day.
Now let me say this to people. I want y'all to understand this real quick. I'm gonna say this real quick. So for those of y'all who feel some type of way about what I'm about to say, okay? Yes, I am married. Yes, I be faithful. But today you can send me and my wife in a group text all the new pictures you want to. I'm not even going to complain about it.
Wow.
It's not called cheating when she got it too.
Hold on. Everybody can't send news. Everybody don't look like something in news.
Boy, listen.
That's why
DJ,
the lights stay out with those.
DJ A.
Listen,
I'm gonna say this.
Hey, all I just want to say is make sure your lightning is right, your lighting is right, your angles is good before you send the nudes.
And you clean that dirty ass bathroom or room.
let me say this, because now I've been getting added to groups recently, right? And I have nothing against the groups that I'm getting added to, but ladies. I have not said anything to y'all. I have been polite in these groups. But, baby, listen, I understand that we are encouraging body empowerment. I understand that we are encouraging that regardless of what you look like, be confident in yourself. But, goddamn, somebody need to tell some of these goddamn sea biscuits and boogaloos and barillas that they not cute. Like, they might have beautiful personality, but ain't shit on their body attractive.
Well, you know, they gotta feel loved some way, somehow by someone.
Yeah,
but it ain't gotta be you, it ain't gotta be me, it ain't gotta be none of us. Somebody in that group gonna like it.
It ain't nobody.
It's a person for someone.
It ain't nobody. Bro, it ain't nobody on earth that like what I saw today.
Yes, it is.
No.
You can't tell me that.
They said sometimes you. They say sometimes you gotta go to. They say sometimes you gotta go to heaven or the depths of hell to find what you're looking for. So that person needs to go to the depths of hell, because I promise you, what I saw today made 14 people look at their phone and want to throw that bitch in the Mississippi River.
I bet you my blind uncle like it. I bet you my blind uncle like it.
You know what? Ain't nobody around here grabbing no wrist.
Man, my blind
bitch,
uncle
I
like
bitch, I can see you.
Let's make it do what it do, baby.
Mm. If you blind, you gonna like whatever you get to, huh?
Shit, hell yeah. With no remorse.
Don't save her. She don't wanna be saved.
Hey, listen, send me that picture you looking at. Let me be the judge. First of all,
why would I download some shit like that to my phone to fuck up my memory? I don't need my screen to crack.
Hey,
Shit.
Listen, damn, that's real bad, man. Let me tell you something.
If she was the last girl on the street and she was holding 38 tacos and a bunch of bums walked by, they'd cross the street.
Sir.
I'm just saying, listen, I'm not the sexiest person in the world, but somebody got to quit lying to somebody. Like, because people be like, ooh, you beautiful. Where?
Her ankles.
I'm an ankle.
She got a pretty feature.
Dwayne, you better tell him I love ankles. Dwayne, how long have I been saying that?
You said it a lot, but you know what I mean? It's just like, you know what I mean? She might got some good eyelashes. That's real.
Nigga, fuck you. On that note, we should take a goddamn commercial break. I don't even want to play no more.
R-O-C-H. Mentally. Chicken Man. Missy. Twister. Choking up. Don't get mad at me, I don't love him, I fuck him, I don't chase him, I duck him, I replace him with another one. You had to see, she keep calling me big, and my name is JC, she was all of my dick. Gradually, I'm taking over your bitch, coming over your shit. Got my feet up on your sofas, man, I'm eating posters with my open hand. You coming home to dishes and empty soda cans. I got your bitch up in my Rover, man, I never kiss her, never hold her hand. In fact, I diss her, I'm a boulder, man, I'm a pimper. It's over, man, when I twist her in the ghost sedan. Like I'm Goldie, man, your bitch chosen, man. Chicka man, iceberg with the frozy hands. Wet a man, don't make it rosy, man.
Watch y'all in his sticks with a hand on his, keep licking her lips. That's your chick. Watch y'all in his vibe with a hand on his side, keep licking in his ass. Oh, that's your chick. Better tell her chill while you all in his grill. Don't you know that man kill? That's your chick. Watch your beef in him, keep praising him.
Check it out now. Yo, ho, chose I. I ain't gon' lie, what I look like, turn it down, choke chop. Drove by, smoke the lie, recognize the pimp, open your eyes. Hop in the patch at the side of the ride. Damn, bleak, can't speak. Okay, what's up? Shut up, close the door. Act like you've been in the drop top on an open road before. Fix your weave, then fix me. Ever gave head to a 160? Ever seen a pair of kicks this crispy? How you love how the white white feet up hit me? M dot. Them hot, them not.
That's Jay.
Oh, that's your chick. Watch y'all in his sticks with a hand on his. Keep licking her lips. That's your chick. Watch y'all in his vibe with a hand on his side. Keep licking in his eyes. Oh, that's your chick. Better tell her chill while you all in his grill. Don't you know that man kill? That's your chick. Watch you beefing him. Keep praising him. Cause that's sleek and that's trick.
Good jigger and twister, got him screaming like a demon, fiending for the semen, chrome gleaming like the dome, on Keenan gone. While I'm leaning, smoking, I'm whipping the finish gumming. Your bitch on the passenger side of me, flashing your money. Why you acting so funny? You know she been flirting, why you working behind the curtain, knuckle jerking for certain, popping that pussy. Sweating to no flu with his lap. When I come in the party with Jay, we gon' do it to death. You gon' ruin your rap, tripping while we tripping each other. Playing lectures got me shining like a new gator stepper. Must have been mad when your hoe flicked my breath in the dash. Busting the ass, taking minutes to come up in the nab. The game don't stop. This shit ball is spinning up the block. Niggas racks is coming at us, cause the status is prop. Stop the fucking in love when I put the dick up inside her. Can't help it if she in love with a rider. Is that your bitch?
With a hand on his, keep licking her lips. That's your chick. Watch y'all in his vibe. With a hand on his side, keep licking in his eyes. Oh, that's your chick. Better tell her chill while you all in his grill. Don't you know that man kill? That's your chick. Watch you beefing him, keep praising him, cause that's sleek.
yeah. Trick. And why you home alone? Why she out with me? Room 112, hotel balcony. How'd you say, Jay? You can call a house for me. There's no respect at all. You better check her, dog. She keep begging me to hit it raw. So she got my kids and say it was yours. How foul is she? And you wiped her. Shit, I put the rubber on tighter. Sent her home. When she entered home, you hugged her up. What the fuck is up? She got you whipped, got your kids, got your home, but that's not your bitch. You shit at girl. Don't let him hear that in Earl. It'll make him sick that his favorite chick ain't saving it. Unfaithful bitch.
Watch y'all in his face when I handle him. Keep licking her lips. That's your shit. Watch y'all in his ride when I handle him. I keep looking in his eyes. Oh, that's your shit. Better tell her chill. Why you all in his grill? Don't you know that man kill? That's your shit. Why you beefing him? Keep raping him. Cause that's linking him.
I done the pimp, I heard he tricks. Bought a new five, maybe six. Cop that force, new down bitch. And I was digging that down since 96, shit. Lip man, I take your bitch. Let her do a thing, get brain in a whip. And you know how I go when it come to the hoes. She can do the same thing.
Alright y'all, we back. We are getting back into it. Now, I think I'm gonna split up the segment, right? So I think I'm gonna do, going forward, and y'all tell me what y'all think about this. Y'all can write into the show. DJ's Roundtable 19 at gmail.com if you want to write in. Again, hit all the social media platforms. But I'm going to separate Black History's World History and birthdays because most days we don't get to do them both in the same segment, so we're going to make them two different segments because I don't want to be rushing. I want you guys to enjoy everything that we're doing and got going on because y'all know Helen. I want to make sure that she love on y'all for y'all birthdays because Helen believe in birthday head, so
Wait a goddamn minute.
It's your birthday sex. That's what I got.
And I'm
going. Okay, Helen, I'm gonna stop messing with you. I enjoy messing with you because you take it so well. Like it goes in deep, and you let it marinate inside you.
You take it so well. And it's hurting us so deep inside.
I'm going straight to sleep when I get the hell up off of him.
Anywho, y'all, let's go ahead and knock out the birthdays, man. Let's get the birthdays out of the way.
Your damn.
Let me get them pulled up because I don't even know who we got for the birthdays. We got some birthdays out there. All right, so for the birthdays, April the 16th, and I'm not going to go over all the birthdays, so don't be in your feelings talking about, he didn't hit everybody's birthday. This is too many people born on some of these days. I ain't got time to read off a list of 38 famous motherfuckers, so fuck yeah. All right. So, on April the 16th, we have a couple of people. We have Chance the Rapper, Martin Lawrence, Akon, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Those are just a few people that are born on April the 16th. That's a pretty good day, man. I mean, when you just look at the entertainment factor there. Chance the Rapper, solid. Martin Lawrence, of course we know what he's done. Akon, of course we know what he did. And Kareem is one of the greatest to ever play the game. So that's a solid birthday day right there. Like, if you're going to have a kid, that'd be probably a good day you might want to try to shoot for if you're going to have a kid. I'm just saying. April 17th, we got Redman, Kimberly Elise, and Haile Selassie. Haile Selassie is on the 18th. So the 17th, we got Redman and Kimberly Elise. Again, that's another good day. The 18th, which is today, we got Haile Selassie. We got Fredo Starr, and we got Derrick Brooks. Congratulations to Tampa Bay. We just won another championship. Of course, y'all know that was one of the baddest defensive guys to ever play the game right there. If you follow football, if you're from the South and you know what that dude all about, D. Brooks was a killer out there on the field. Like, bro, listen. Him and Warren Sapp, listen. I don't even see why people even wanted to play football with him and Warren Sapp on the field at the same time.
Nah, that whole defensive line was crazy. Secondary was tough, too. So, person that put that together was who? A brother. That they had to kick him off. And then they fired him and put in the white guy just so he could reap the benefits.
Yeah.
You know they got to take it away from him.
I mean, that's to happen to a lot of people. I mean, hell, think about it.
even when you look at even basketball, Mark Jackson should have got a championship with Golden State. He built that.
I know.
I tell people all the time, I'm not mad at people for doing what they do, but I just, when I see bullshit, I like to call bullshit. And that dude was, that dude, to me, I don't, is he a great commentator? He's all right. He does good for what he do. But as a coach and building a system, I know Steve Kerr going to get all the accolades, getting the Hall of Fame and all that behind it, but they need to put an asterisk beside his name and say, the architect of that was Mark Jackson and the office that was in there before Steve Kerr got there.
Yep.
That's my opinion. Don't get me wrong. I love Steve Kerr. That motherfucker was an assassin on the goddamn court. Like, bitch, don't leave that motherfucker open.
Nah, he was a monster, but.
Because like I tell people all the time, if you don't know sports, don't act like he don't know the game. Like that nigga got beat up every day by one of the greatest to ever do it. So trust me, he understands the game.
and he confirmed it. You gotta be some kind of special. You gotta be some kind of special to be like, yeah, you know, he did punch me in the face a couple of times. Wait a minute, wait, hold up. Did you just confirm this shit?
I don't like an athlete, and I know this is gonna sound messed up, and I know we live in America where everybody want everybody to be kind of whatever. But I don't like an athlete unless they a little bit controversial. Like, if you're going to give me an athlete, you can give me a Michael Jordan. You can give me an AI. You can give me a Oakley. You can give me a Cycli. You can give me a Dennis Rodman. Like, you can give me a Terrell Owens. You can give me a Ocho Cinco. Like, I need somebody with some personality, a little bit edgy, that just might almost go to jail for gun charges. Like, that's my type of athlete.
Well, you want a nigga off the street.
Huh?
So you want a nigga off the street.
Pretty much. Come on, bro. That's all they was doing? They was going to get brothers off the street who can run fast.
Yeah. You got to get them out the hood.
Listen, go get you about 3-4 boys from Belgrade and Pahokee and put the police behind them. I guarantee you got a touchdown every time.
That's anywhere in Florida. That's real fast.
Listen, soon as they even hear that sound or see the light behind them, they gone. They scatter like roaches.
When the lights come on.
First off, here's how I know you're not a good athlete. If you ain't never in your childhood did nigga knocking, you ain't a good athlete.
Yeah, I think everybody on this call that did
everywhere.
That.
Yeah, and these jitter balls these days don't know about no nigga nuggets.
Bruh, you know, listen.
Some people call it ding-dong ditch where they from. It's all the same shit.
Stop it, straight nigga knocking.
Hey, listen, I'm from the South. It's nigga knocking. We ain't from the beach.
Hey, I got a story on that. We was on a cruise with my kids. We're walking down the hall coming out the dinner back to the room. And I say, hey, let's go nigga knocking. They was like, Dad, what is that?
Oh, wow.
I say, okay, well, how far room is? It's down there, Dad. I knocked on by 4 doors and ran. They just started running. I say, that's nigga knocking. You get caught the last one in the back. Got an answer to that person open that door.
Listen, this is the craziest shit
we used to do. We used to do that shit every time we went out. Every time our family went out, we went away on vacation. They used to put the wrong people in, the wrong set of cousins in the back room together.
Yes, sir. Up all night.
That, and we used to call room service, right? Other motherfucking people's rooms. We sent in beers. We sent in bottles. We sent in food, everything, the other motherfuckers' room. The funniest one was my brother. My brother sent a bottle of beer, a bottle of Budweiser to my damn grandmother's room. That shit was funny. Nah, because it's funny.
funny because it was like the way she told the story, because she got mad at the shit, but she wanted the beer. She was like, that motherfucking beer came up here, looked like it got fresh out the bucket of ice, still sweating. She was like, yo, that shit still, it looked like it was cold. And the sad thing about it is, we was peeking out the window, out of the door, just to see this shit. That next morning, we got in trouble. They split us up quick. Get the fuck out of this room. Everybody had to sleep with a grown-up.
That's when you had to go sleep with your auntie, the one who always cussing you out.
Yeah, you know, they say they put you in the worst of the worst. Like, you ain't jail.
Yeah, auntie don't let you do nothing. Can't even go to the bathroom a long time.
That shit was funny.
All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we are going to play a game. Well, it's not really a game, but we're going to put a topic out there to get the fans involved a little bit and get y'all point of view on a couple of things real quick. But we're going to be right back after this quick commercial break. This is how we do it, y'all.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do
it. This is how we do it.
This is how we do
it. This is how we do it.
This is how we do
it. This is how we do it.
And you was in high school in the 90s, you fucking suck.
Man, you know you spelled that sometime when you were spelling, when you were taking a test, or you right now say F-A-B-A.
Yeah,
the
thing that
nah. Paper. You want to know what? See, mine was notorious.
Notorious?
No. He spelled it out. He says the N-O-T-O-R-I-O-U-S. You just lay down. So... Right there.
You know what? That was our whole generation though. If you can spell independent, you suck because they got a whole song for that.
I know,
one.
Right?
Like, listen, I don't know how anybody in our generation failed the spelling bee. Nigga, they done spelled all the hard words for you.
Mine was Jamaica. J-A-M-A-I-C-A. Jamaica.
All right, y'all, we're gonna get into this next topic, man. This came from the production manager's corner. Go follow her on all the different platforms, but she does her own corner daily with Snapchats and different videos. But this topic right here, specifically from the production manager's corner, and here it goes. Think of a TV show and or episode, if you can be specific, that absolutely made you cry watching that show or an episode.
See, that's just rude because I just made a post about every time I watch NCIS, I cry like I ain't know what about to happen.
What? NCIS?
You know what the crazy shit? You wasn't the only one. My cousin posted that shit up too. Right.
Yo,
well, I guess I'm missing something.
I can know the motherfucker is about to die, and I still fucking cry like a baby.
Now, for me, because I knew Hella was going to pick that, I'm going to go with a whole different show, but it's damn near everybody that's been died off on that show as a main character. When they died off, I damn near cried, and that's the TV show Supernatural.
I haven't watched it yet. I started it, but I ain't got that yet.
Man, listen, but listen, I ain't gonna lie. With a few people on that bitch, when they died, like, I was sad the whole summer until the new season came out. I'm like, bro, y'all just can't be killing. Listen, you ever not want to watch the show because certain people ain't gonna be on that bitch no more? I'm like, oh,
yo,
son,
that's
I'm
how gonna... I felt about NCIS when it played out that Zebra had died, but she didn't for real. I was sad until, you know, I finally caught on. Oh, this bitch coming back. She ain't gone. She coming back. But I was sad. That was for a couple of months there. I was happy.
Man, fuck Zebra. I was fucked up by the time they had killed Kate the first time. Shit.
Well, yeah.
You said the first time.
I did, though.
You said the first time. So she a bitch who died.
But you know what, though?
Dying. So she like Kenny from South Park.
What movie?
From South Park.
Look, they killed her, kept bringing her spirit back. I'm like, listen, can y'all let this hoe die? I'm tired of seeing her now. Look, y'all done killed the hoe. Let her go, man. Take a spirit with you. Now it's been a few shows like that, man. I gotta sit back and think. Grey's Anatomy did that with a couple of episodes when a few people died on Grey's Anatomy. That touched me a little bit. Who was that? My mama cried
to Young and the Restless.
No. remember when Mr. Vern died on Different World?
Cool.
I mean, the old dude, the old cook.
Mr. Gaines.
Yeah, remember when he died?
I don't remember that episode, though.
Wow, it was towards the end, though. It was, I think it was like they brought something back. They did like a Disney special, a Cosby special when he died or something. But they take the special of that. I remember that when he died. It wasn't on the show. But they actually just taped the tribute show to him when he had passed away years ago, and I remember that. For some reason, I don't know why I remember that tribute show. Maybe it didn't go out nationally, but I remember watching that.
I still cry every time Mufasa dies, so shit, I don't know why y'all talking to me.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Right.
Y'all, I kid y'all not. I still cry when Mufasa died. I'd be like, oh my God, what is wrong with me?
Ma'am, you done seen that movie 50-11 times. You still crying?
Yes, I still cry. That's what I do. Don't make those
y'all
shit.
Yes. No. No. For real, dog. If you got somebody out there that it was a TV show and you hated that they died and got killed off, man, post it on DJ's Roundtable. Let us know what you think about it. We'll comment on it in the comment section. But we're gonna keep it moving because I don't even like these Negroes. So in the mood.
Okay.
We're gonna take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
Make them 6 feet deep, cause we knock them unconscious with that nonsense. Read in between that fine print, think about lyrical content, then about where your time spent. Mess around, get your guys hit. Us in hood, us in 3 decks, oh yeah. Nigga, what if you tired, you're tired. If you lose, you lose. But you won't wrap up your bandages or heal your wounds.
Nigga, I got studies and semis. I love throwing any dealer. I'm brown and skinny, but I'm fucked up so many. I got QBs and halves. If we beefing, I blast. We sleeping, I laugh. Ass tit, I'm off the rip. I had this hoe who talked too much. I had to off the bitch. Too old, Mr. Crayola. Niggas know what I mean. Cause I slank brown, white, yellow, purple, and green. And know you faggot motherfuckers gotta know the routine. So
go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep. If you die, be quiet, go to sleep.
I just had to play that real quick because, you know, in the apartment that I'm in most of the time, I just be wishing the motherfuckers next door to us would just go to sleep on the weekend. When I tell you, them niggas is over there fighting every weekend. I just hope they be tired and be quiet and go to sleep home.
Yeah, sir.
Like, why are y'all fucking... Listen. I love my island people, but I need one thing. I do need my island people to realize this is, listen, y'all ain't got to fight no more. There's other people out there. Get off y'all island, go to another country, and just date somebody else. Y'all ain't got to keep fighting. It's okay. Like, it's okay. Let me put out a national advisory statement. If you don't like who you with today, you can wake up in the morning and leave the ass and go be with somebody else. It don't require all the violence y'all do.
So I can leave myself tomorrow?
Yeah.
You ain't got to like it.
I'm going to tell this bitch bye so fast.
You know what?
And listen, yourself ain't going to argue with your back.
Listen.
Yeah, that bitch weird. You don't know her. You don't know her. Boy, that bitch argue all day.
Yeah, I advise you to just one day just pack your bags and leave. Don't let her know.
DJ AJ, like, what you going to tell him? Just slide out on the side real quick?
Yeah, just slide out. Don't tell him shit. Be gone. Close the door. Just be got. Leave all the furniture and everything too. Don't worry about it. Just take your shit and go.
Lord have mercy.
Man, we ain't leave it with all the beer.
You ready for this Houston trip?
Man, I'm ready, man. I've been ready. What you talking about, Bob?
Man,
y'all going to? They going on the trip too? They gonna be there?
Who?
Miss Ellen and forgot it.
So, I might make a guest appearance. Might
but
you know that
nigga got commitment issues.
I
just told you I might pop out. See, you know what I mean? You never know with me, man.
Exactly.
Hey, was Helen at the last party at DJ?
No. Helen ain't never seen you make people put their booty in there.
The video
and in person ain't the same, because, baby, listen, let me tell you, when I tell you they brought them chairs out and they got real nasty and icy real quick.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm afraid Houston going to be a little crazier.
Oh,
that's
listen.
Fine. Let's get it.
Listen, DJ, for the fashion show, I want you to bring out all the sluttiest music you got. I want
that's
straight
low.
Slut walk. I don't want nobody coming down the walkway
Be careful what you ask for, because it might just end up turning from a damn slut walk to all kind of walk-ins.
Don't be sorry, I'll be careful.
Right.
He sound like he gonna have the bitches in the audience doing the slut walk. Okay.
You better tell him. You better let him know.
Listen, all I know is I'm not responsible for anything that go on with y'all's extracurricular body activities. I just want it to be a great time, and I want everybody to enjoy their absolute motherfucking self. Because here's the thing. In life, I know people be like, oh, you only got one life to live. You got this, you got that, you got whatever. No, it's not. I don't even give a fuck about none of that shit. What I want people to realize is this. Don't die, and don't be on your deathbed talking about what you could have did, what you should have did, or what you had the opportunity to do. When I tell people, I was talking to the manager and I was telling her, I'm satisfied. I've done damn near everything that I wanted to do, damn near everything that I wanted to try in life. The only thing that I got left to do is I actually want to do it with a wife that likes me.
What's going on?
What happened? Hello?
Yeah, there you go. Back in action.
Did I die? I went somewhere?
Yeah, you said die and the goddamn all phone cut off.
Oh, well, what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick commercial break and we're going to check all the equipment real quick. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. All right.
Oh, yeah. The pants are gone. The women and the caviar. You know who we are.
All over the world, baby. It's only right that I share my experiences with y'all, because I've been places you'll never imagine.
Right.
But I'ma start at home. When I see a girl I like, I walk straight up to her and I'm like, hey girl, how you doing? You are the woman that I'm really pursuing, and I would like to get to know you. Can you give me your name? If you jot down your number, you'll get mine in exchange. Hey, see, I'm the man of this town, and I hope you wouldn't mind if I showed you around. So when you go to certain places, you'll be thinking of me. We got people to meet and many places to see. Hey, I'm really digging your lips, but be careful where you walking when you swinging them hips. I'm kinda concerned that you'll be causing a crash with your traffic jam booty heads pausing so fast. Hey, I wouldn't trade you for the world, I swear it. I like your hair and every style that you wear it, and how the colors coordinate with the clothes, from your manicured nails to your pedicured toes.
Oh yeah. The
pants
are gone, the women in the caviar. You know who we are.
You hear the song, so dance. Don't always think I'm trying to get in your pants. Cause see me, my pimpin's in 3D. I'm taking you places you only see on TV.
trying to show you how you live in this trice. How many guys you know could bring the Travel Channel to life? One day we on the Autobahn swerving, driving. Next day we in the sun on the Virgin Islands. If you with me, ain't no time to sleep, especially at Wet Willie's on Miami Beach. But I'll drop you off and pay you no attention if I make it to Atlanta's Browner Brothers convention. Then jump in the car and just ride for hours, making sure I don't miss a homecoming at Howard. Hawaii to D.C., it's plenty women to see. So if your ass don't show up, it's more women for me. Hey.
Oh, yeah.
The fans are gone, the women in the caviar. You know who we are.
I'm in New York at the Puerto Rican Day Parade. Then at night I'm in New Orleans drinking hand grenades. Outnumbered by the dozens at the Jazz Fest. And Mardi Gras, all the women trying to show me they chest. Hey, I'm in Jamaica spending massive bucks, while the ladies are begging me to mosh it tough. I had sad beginnings when I rap with no fans. Now it's all happy endings on my lap in Japan. Hey, I used to think that it was way too cold, till I went to Canada and saw some beautiful, beautiful. Now I hit the Caravana every year in Toronto, then fly to Illinois and get a taste of Chicago. Oh, yet and still, you wouldn't believe your eyes if you went to Brazil.
Where the best
at? Ain't no need in even asking.
First off, I don't even want to hear that edited part of that. He said some beautiful hoes, and I need y'all to understand, it is okay to be a hoe sometime. I am a believer that at some point in your life, everybody need a hoe moment. You should have a hoe aces. You should be in a hoetopia. You should be hoeing because hoeing is just hoeing. Sometimes you just need to dip your stick in some nice wet smell. Okay, y'all ain't ready. Y'all, they don't want it. They don't want it. Everybody be trying to act like they all holy on Facebook and then be thought pockets on Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter. Like,
they don't
want
to post their business, man. Okay. They don't want to put it out there. They want to keep it a secret. You gotta keep it
telling everybody. That's how you a hoe on all platforms but one.
I don't know that one. I don't know that one.
Come on. I'm like, how your Facebook public and then go talking about, oh, I can't add you on IG, bitch, what? No, that's what you need to add me to. I'm trying to see the dumb shit. I don't wanna see the Bible verses in the scriptures. You go to church for that.
They in church. Some of them in church. So
they lying, bro. They out here talking about, they out here posting, ooh, I love to get my booty hole eight, but then, ooh, why you talk to me like that? Bitch, you just told me you like your booty hole eight. I thought you was a hoe.
Well, yeah, that's can be true to some extent. Yeah, that can be true.
Listen, don't confuse me with a good time. Like, if you just out here giving, listen, if you out here, you know, fucking for everybody in the backseat of a car for an OnlyFans video, I'm okay with it. Just know I ain't paying for it.
Facts.
But you know, but you can put it on Snapchat. I'll watch all the previews with the hearts and shit over it. But I'm not finna pay for your OnlyFans. Okay, I'm talking about some people. So, like, if they listening to my show and get mad at me tonight, yes, I was talking about you. Y'all know who all three of y'all are who added me, tried to add me this week, thinking that I was about to come be on your OnlyFans page. I'm not that desperate, bitch. Hoes is walking around 40 seconds all day. Ain't no fucking... Listen, girl, let me tell you. I heard a girl feelings the other day. She gonna say, oh, you don't want to support my OnlyFans page. I said, bitch, do you know where I live at? I see nipples, ass, and vaginas all day just going to Walmart in South Florida. And you think I'm finna pay to see you naked? Bitch, I don't even go to strip clubs. What the fuck I look like paying to watch another nigga fuck you? What?
Yeah, and they got free porn online, so ain't no need.
I don't understand it.
Just like you said, there's a person for everybody in this world. There are freaks and people that have the fanatic, the cur. They just need to watch other people.
Nope. As soon as they say that dumb shit to me, I get the bubble guts. Even if I don't get the bubble guts, my face looks like I got the bubble guts.
You have your perfection?
All right, y'all, we got to do this next part. Y'all know what time it is. This is our Black People Are Dope segment. So y'all know what we do. We pick an actual living person, and we talk about how dope they is. So, Miss Helen, I'm going to let you go first because I know Dwayne ain't got shit together.
Hold on, I got to find.
Oh, fuck you, dude. You got to find it.
Yeah. I gotta find it.
So that means she and her shit together. Yeah.
No, it's
enough.
Dwayne, who you got? Who you got there?
Yeah. What's that?
Who you got?
What you say?
Who you got, D?
Wayne. On first?
Yeah.
I got the Yankees. I got the Yankees winning the NL East, man.
I'm gonna push into a tree, bro.
You know, I ain't got nobody.
Tell him,
who you got? You ain't got nobody either?
I got him. I had to find it. I got too much stuff in my phone. Okay, so. Oh, shit. Wrong one. Sorry. Okay, I got Miss Maya Angelou. She was an American poet.
Angelou.
Nothing.
Go ahead.
Her book, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. Some of my favorite poems from her was Phenomenal Woman. It was a couple of them. Lord have mercy.
You okay? You fell in?
I keep talking like it.
Okay. No, I muted myself. Sorry.
Helen?
Yeah, I'm here. I muted myself,
Helen?
But my bad. Yeah.
Helen?
Yes. I said I muted myself. That was my fault.
Him downstairs.
Helen?
Yeah, that's what that is.
Yes.
I think you didn't hear the die structures of what we said before we started. I said, Black people are dope. Somebody that's alive. You know she died, right?
Well, that's who I did.
I didn't want to point that out.
My bad. I want to let her rock.
Because
when we said it earlier, that's so who I wouldn't pick. Sorry.
That's what you got.
Y'all know we have fun on this show. Y'all know we pick on people. This is what we do. It ain't personal. But nah, I'm going to go ahead because I ain't going to hurt my friends feeling like that. I ain't going to pick on them. But my actual Black person is dope is on this show tonight, and I'm going to shout out my boy DJ AJ. And the reason why I want to shout him out is not just because he's a great DJ and that he practices in the arts, but I want to shout him out because he is a great father. He is a great mentor.
Right.
He is a great...
Right.
No. Because I've been... And I'm doing this because I really watch this dude. I watch... He... Not only does he work a full-time job, does DJ, committed to his family, but he also coaches. He coaches volleyball. I've seen him coach basketball. I've seen him coach football. All to the youth. Not trying to get paid and get money, but doing it to get back into the youth, to the community. So, DJ, AJ... Man, respect to you, bro. I love you. Keep doing what you do.
If nobody else sees you,
my king, I see you, bro.
There you go.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you, my brother. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you.
All right, yes, so on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after this.
これからみんなでめちゃくちゃ踊って騒ごう騒ごう。
Can't stop me now, listen to me now, I'm lasting 20 rounds, and if you want me, then come on get me now, is you with me now, then biggie bounce, I know you dig the way I switch my style,
holla,
people sing around. Now people gather around. Now people jump around.
While we was on commercial break, I just decided to open up Facebook and just breeze through some stuff real quick. And it says, if you are truly single and wish to have a serious relationship, add your age and location. So some of these brave bitches decided to put their picture up, and I'm telling you, I see why all of them are single and lonely.
You ain't shit.
Like, I'm not being mean, but if I go through and I throw through and
you... My nerves.
Listen, I'm just reading what I saw. Like, okay, Mr. Whoever this is from Nashville, like, you look like you're not even a sugar daddy. You're not a slender daddy. You're just not even a daddy. You look like you never even had kids.
Oh,
Miss Forty in Indiana, like, she looked like she looked all the special needs at 40.
Where are you seeing these pictures at, man?
70 in Austin, Texas. You literally look like I thought that was a woman until I read his name.
Where is this? I need to see.
Yeah.
37 in Philadelphia. First off, dude, you got on all white, and then you got on all white pants with what the hell the hat say? Cash only hat with a Prince jacket on with a bow tie. And this, you just look retarded. Like,
I'm about
you
to
look,
go. I'm sick.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just sorry. Like, people keep adding me to these special needs groups because they can't be real.
Well,
we're
trying to figure out where you at so we can see.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I'm about to leave that group today because every time I open up that group, I just look.
Hold
like
on,
I look
add
at
us first.
No, I don't need y'all talk about these people. I don't know who added me, and
add
I'm afraid.
Us first.
Yeah, add us first. Which one?
I'm
going to
add y'all.
Go ahead.
Y'all got to see the foolishness I've been seeing so we can come back and talk about it. But y'all know what we at. We are at the end of the show. We will be doing a Wednesday show, and we will be doing a Sunday show, and then we will be on vacation. We will be on vacation from the 26th until May 2nd. So we will be back on May the 2nd with our first show after the 25th. So for the next couple of days, get yourself ready. Y'all know on Tuesday, turn turn up. Go ahead and get your smoke on. If you Muslim, I'm sorry that 420 just happens to fall in the middle of Ramadan for y'all this year. Ramadan has officially started. But, hey, smoke you a blunt after the sun go down. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, as 420 does roll in on Tuesday, tune into Versus and watch Meth and Red.
Watch who?
Meth and Red. Red Man
okay.
And Meth and Red.
We'll be doing I'm definitely going to watch that one. I'm glad you told me. Ooh, that's a good what they know about Reginald?
Exactly.
Listen, I keep telling. I've been. That's been my. And you know what the thing I love about Reggie too, man. That dude is a BBW chaser.
And he don't care.
He been smashing BBWs with his little small frame since 88.
He telling you he do it.
All right, y'all know it's time for us to end this show and get up out of here because we got great stuff to do and whatever. So y'all know how we end the show. We end the show with a most positive word for the day. So of course I'm gonna let our special guest go first. Our special guest for the night is DJ AJ, my personal DJ. If you come to any event that Luxuria holds and sponsors, DJ AJ will be in the building on the ones and twos. My brother, I appreciate you, and I so desperately thank you for coming to hang out with us tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all for having me tonight and hanging out with y'all. It was fun, man. I was pretty sure I'd be tapping back into the show, you know, a lot more than I usually do. Once again, he did say they're going on vacation or vacation. I don't know where the hell they're going somewhere, vacation, something. But my word. My word is God. Keep him first and everything else will keep going.
Oh. Give it to him. Step on their toes, DJ AJ. All right, D, you up? What you got for the people?
Before I give my word, I would like to say rest in peace to Black Rob. I don't know who said it. I don't know who I was. So, and we didn't do anything on Friday, so, stay out of your own way. So, that's just self-explanatory, man. Stay out of your own way. Shit will fall into place if you stay out your own way. If you stay out of your way, things won't fuck up.
Man.
Helen, you up, sugar? Give the people a word,
Mama. Is it me?
It's you.
Man.
I'm looking for.
Man, just live life to the fullest. Don't let nobody stop your shine. And, you know, even though all y'all may not be a Leo, but pull out that inner Leo. That cat in there somewhere. Y'all have a good night.
Listen. Not everybody's going to be able to go on your journey with you. Not everybody's going to make it. But sometimes you have to continue to do what you do and carry on the legacies of those that came before you and left this earth before you. Whatever mission and vision that y'all had together, do it in their honor. Because guess what? They are looking down at you, hoping that you get everything that you have and want in life. So be blessed, be strong, don't worry about the dead. You will be with them soon enough, but be great while you are here on this earth. I love y'all. I'll holla.
Hey, yo, what up, Izzy? You know we had to finish this video, right? Just wanted to make sure that the world had an opportunity to see that our cause was a righteous one. You know what I mean? So much beef in the industry going on. You know, we had to show people that we all ain't beefing. A lot of artists coming together to represent a unified front. We just wanted to make sure that people seen this so they know that you ain't dying vain. Love you and I miss you, homie. Hope we made you proud.
somebody told me that y'all thought, you know, y'all run the city.
Someone told us that you run the city.
Well, so what y'all saying there? What y'all want to battle for the title or something?
Yeah.
That's sort of what we could do. Okay, look, you ready, Split?
I'm ready.
You ready?
Ready, son. Let's go.
What's up, Split?
What's up, boss?
Flip mode, kid.
Yeah, son, you're
kid.
You're kid.
Yeah, now, don't y'all take that.
Touch it, bring it back. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stuff automatic. Touch it, bring it back. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stuff automatic. Touch it, bring it back. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stuff automatic. Get low, ladies. Turn it up.
Touch it, bring
hey, yo,
it, babe. Watch
I
it,
told
turn it,
I
leave
was coming
it,
back
stop
to
automatic. Touch it, bring
okay.
it, babe. Watch it,
remix.
Turn it, leave it, stop automatic.
See, now you know who the guard be. Back running the city and you know who the squad be. Flip mode. Look, see, ain't nothing changed. No, I'm back with the remix with the queens
turn
of the
it
game.
Up.
When you see me in the spot, just better respect it. Y'all already know in my rep. Ain't no reason to check it. And y'all know that you ain't still with me just for the record. So instead, I'ma let Mary J. Blige come and set it.
Now get low, Mary.
Maybe you can guess who it is.
Uh-huh.
Mary J. Blige, I'm about to handle my biz.
Uh-huh.
I'm on my grown woman, still a rep for the kids in every hood. And all my people doing
turn
a biz.
It up.
Now you
turn
know who's really the queen, deliver the mail. Uh-huh. 130,000 first week of my sales. The haters watch and they watch looking all pale. While I'm on a yacht overseas doing my nails.
Get low, digger.
Now he's sitting there looking stuck. He thinking cause he spent a little dough, I'm going. If money ain't a thing, I'm saying let it know. Type to empty your account. How far are you willing
turn
to
it
go?
Up.
Now he hopping on a jet. He ain't wasting no time. Told me all expense paid. Any place I can find. Hit the islands in the winter, tricking all on his dime. Ain't a shorty in the world better than mine. They wanna
bring it, fade. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stuck from that. Touch it, bring it, fade. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stuck from that. Touch it, bring it. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop on that.
But
touch
this
it,
is
bring
serious,
it,
man.
Get low, Missy.
Don't I look charming? Put your lips up on me. Kiss it, touch it. Good, yes, I wish you would.
Come on, like to see me when I dip, baby, dip. Don't it look like I got Beyonce hips? Looking like I could be like Nia Long, boy.
No, it feels like I've been gone for a minute, but I'm back, chinchilla, ice on with a fitted. Everybody talk money, everybody gon' live it. That bull bread small in the arm.
Turn it up,
you know I'm doing my thing, it's blue in the ring. If you had it like this, you'd probably do it the same. But you won't, cause you broke, all you do is complain. After the club, I'ma put a few in the range and let them
catch it, bring it, fade. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop for matter. Touch it, bring it, fade. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop for matter. Touch it, bring it, fade. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop for matter. Touch it, bring it, fade. Watch it, turn it, leave it.
Get low, Papoose.
Five burrows of death. You don't understand. I got New York City in the palm of my hand. Now I can make a tight fist and let it crumble ridiculous. Or I can smack the world with a New York
turn it
up. Got Staten Island on my pinky, Queens on my thumb, dude. The Bronx on my middle finger screaming, you. Rock ice in Manhattan so they the ring finger. You know I had to keep Brooklyn on the finger.
This is the monster, X the beast. With bust, every day is a feast. Stay off the streets, tired of talking to y'all. I'ma stick a fork in y'all. When I hit the man, that truck come get a man.
Catch it, bring it, fade. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop for matter. Catch it, bring it, fade. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop for matter. Catch it, bring it, fade. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop for matter. Catch it, bring it, fade. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop for matter.
Get low, boss.
You see me, you love me. The streets declare me God of the hood. You just watching and wishing you could. Reclaiming the throne the way I got it locked. What's good? You trying to stop it? I'm wishing you
turn
would.
Turn it up, cause in the black I hit you with the fact that the God is immortal with spit. The way I be doing the story, in case you when you stack like you ain't knowing I'm informing your clip. I take it, I'm performing.
Catch it, bring it, fade. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop for matter. Catch it, bring it, fade. Watch it, turn it, leave it, stop for matter. Catch it, bring it, fade. Watch it, turn it,